Welcome to the Friday Night Clive podcast with me, Clive Payne. In this podcast, we look back at the amazing charities, organisations and people we have chatted to over the past few months, all of whom have interesting and important stories to tell. Time to welcome Andy Collins from Stourbridge Rotary. And Stourbridge Rotary come in once a month to talk about all the good things that they're doing in and around the Stourbridge area. And this month, it's the turn of Andy. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you very much for joining us, Andy. Andy, just scoot yourself a little closer to the microphone, if you will. That's it. Lovely. Right. Andy, now, have you just been in Stourbridge, Massachusetts, or have you been, or were you there earlier on in the year? Because no. Stourbridge Rotary is twinned with Stourbridge, isn't it?
It is. We were the four couples who went to Stourbridge probably did about 2 weeks in total. The four couples actually were in Stourbridge for 5 days, so we were there from about the 8th to the 13th of October. Mm. So it's a month ago now since we left the Stourbridge area. Yeah.
Right, so quite recent.
Oh,
but
yes.
How long has that link been going with Rotary in Stourbridge?
The first Stourbridge Rotarians went across to Stourbridge in 1988. So it's 35 years it's been linked. Mm. Obviously, there were things that happened before that to start the link.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did a little bit of research, and for example, we have been across to Stourbridge in 93, 96, 2008, and obviously us this year, and they've been to us in 94, 99, 04, 12, and two representatives came across to us, quite touching, in May 22, which was our centenary year.
That's right, because one of the gentlemen that came over came onto my programme.
Klaus,
that's it. Couldn't think of his name, but that's
yeah,
the
Klaus
one.
Klaus Hatchfield, yeah.
Yes.
He and Glenys are the people who really organise Rotary in Stourbridge.
Mm.
Yeah.
So how does Stourbridge Rotary and Stourbridge Rotary benefit from this twinning and yeah. these meetings, if you like?
I think to be as simple as possible, you benefit from, obviously, relationships from two points of view. Ironically, the four couples who went this time,
mm-hmm.
at the end of our time there, we obviously knew each other far, far better. There's the odd rumour that, you know, people might be having meals together and it could be even alcohol involved. Certainly there are friendships which have ensued from the linkage. And if I can give you two brief examples.
Mm.
The one lady who drove my wife Tina and myself around for a day and a half, showing us bits of Stourbridge, she and her husband, we discovered, are going on vacation next June, which isn't totally true because she is playing in a symphony orchestra.
Right.
And they're playing in places such as Dublin and Edinburgh. And so they seem to have enough time to drop in and see us.
Excellent.
For 3 or 4 days. And then the other one, which I found incredibly coincidental, there's a couple called Bill and Lucy, and we had meals with them, and they were telling us that they were thinking of selling their beautiful house in Stourbridge, and we're going to move 12 months a year to Florida. So we said, where in Florida? Or a place called Naples, where we go every January.
Oh, right.
And they live on the next corner, turn right from where we have where we stop in our apartment, and 2 minutes down the road.
It's a small world, isn't it?
It is a small world.
What were
indeed.
Your thoughts about Stourbridge when you were shown round?
The first day, was very, very interesting because we were taken en masse to Old Stourbridge Village. And Old Stourbridge Village, basically, the main thing in it is a living history museum, which represents rural America in the 1830s. And you went through it, and there were lots of original buildings and various types of buildings, workplaces, etc. They had what they called interpreters. So when you went into a room, they were talking in 1830s language, etc.
Right.
It started in 1946. It's the rural counterpoint of the Black Country Museum.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, we were there for quite a few hours. And an interesting one as well. The day we went was Indigenous People's Day. Which until a few years ago was known as Christopher Columbus Day.
Ah,
but they've
right.
obviously
yeah,
moved with
yeah,
the
moved
times.
It. Quite.
Yeah,
quite.
Yeah. But Stourbridge Village was a really, really interesting experience.
Now, you seem a well-travelled person. Would you ever consider living there?
If I and my wife were 20 years younger, we would certainly consider living in Naples.
Right.
Possibly just because of the weather and the climate, etc., rather than Stourbridge. Ironically, we have some relatives who live in New Hampshire, and we went and stayed with them when we left Stourbridge. And you began to realise, even then, a month ago, wow, it gets a little cold up here.
I can imagine it would.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, from your experience with Rotary over there, how do they do, how they operate differ compared with Rotary in the UK and Rotary in Stourbridge?
Yeah. I mean, there are such a variety of ways in which Rotary operate in the UK. So if I just stay on the Stourbridge one, I mean, simplistically, you can start with meetings. They happen to have an evening meeting once every 2 weeks. We have a lunchtime meeting every week, etc. It was quite interesting. I thought we obviously sat down with them one evening for an evening meeting. They talked to everybody while we were eating, whereas we tend to have our meal first, and then we listen to the speaker. Bear in mind for Wednesday.
Yes,
that was one thing. One thing which is similar, not just to Stourbridge but to everywhere else in the UK, they are suffering slightly number decline. We are suffering number decline. Some of that is COVID. Some of that is linked, obviously, to dare I say it, the age of the people who are in Rotary, you know. So, yes, there were slight differences and similarities, yeah.
Tell me about the work that Stourbridge Rotary have been doing recently then, and certainly what have you got coming up in the run-up to Christmas? I would imagine, knowing all of you there, I would imagine your feet don't touch the ground.
I keep hearing things, well, two things linked to me, and I'll be honest about this. One of the things I have found most difficult, I've only been a Rotarian for 5 years, is that of every Christmas, Rotarians stand outside Morrison's in Kings Winford for charity, and I should be able to do it. And I find it very difficult to do. I'm doing it for the first time this December. I thought I was going to be absolutely fine because there are 2 days, the 14th and the 16th. And on the 14th, we're going away for the day. Seriously, already booked. But I'm available for the Saturday afternoon.
That's all right then.
And the other thing, of course, I think, and you obviously know Vida. Vida, or as president last year, organised a food collection, which grew into this large tree, huge thing. And the same thing is happening again this year.
Brilliant.
Oh, and we're having I think we will have, Rotarians will have a very nice Christmas dinner,
mm-hmm.
evening meal,
mm-hmm.
at the local golf club. And it is rumoured that there could be an example of "Would I Lie to You?"
Oh, right, place. Okay, well, that'd be fun.
And everyone is looking and thinking, who's going to be selected?
Yes, and who are going to be the liars, and who are going to be
there are some
telling
people,
the truth?
No, well, I'm not going to say where.
No, I think we'll stop there. So just remind us of the dates, Andy, that the collection is taking place outside Morrison's in Kings Winford, because yeah. I know Morrison's in Kings Winford are great supporters yes. of the work that you do.
Thursday the 14th of December and Saturday the 16th of December.
So that's Thursday the 14th and Saturday the 16th
yeah.
of December. Excellent. And you mentioned declining numbers, and we've talked about this with previous people who have represented Rotary on the programme. How are you trying to get more young people in and encourage, you know, people
doors? It is something which to a large extent is outside our control.
Mm.
But if we think about it, we really need an influx of, if you want to pick a number at it, the 45-year-olds who will be there for many years. I'm thinking of my son, who's 45. He would be a good Rotarian, but to get away on a regular basis on a Wednesday lunchtime,
yes,
very
I mean,
difficult.
That will be difficult because one assumes he's working and he won't always
exactly.
be available. So
I mean, and basically, when I was a proper worker,
mm-hmm.
when I was a head teacher of a secondary school, I couldn't very well say, excuse me, I'm going to leave now at 12 o'clock and come back at 3.
No.
Not, and that's one of the major
The governors
problems.
Would never wear that one,
yeah,
that's for
exactly.
sure, would they?
Exactly.
Where can we find out more information, Andy, about Stourbridge Rotary?
Obviously, online,
mm-hmm.
And there are any amount of booklets that you could get for anyone who was interested,
mm-hmm.
And some of those are at this moment being revamped.
Right, okay.
But mainly online.
So just put Stourbridge Rotary into a search
yes.
engine and it will take you
yes,
to your
will.
Pages.
It will indeed.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Andy, it's lovely to see you. Please give my best wishes to everybody there, and I shall be there on Wednesday. I shall see everybody then. So
yeah.
That's lovely. Andy Collins from Stourbridge Rotary Club, thank you very much for talking to Friday Night Clive. That is your lot for this episode. You can catch the programme live every Friday night on Black Country Radio from 6 o'clock p.m. And if you like our podcast, please subscribe by heading to blackcountryradio.co.uk/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from. See you very soon. This is a Black Country Radio podcast presented by me, Clive Payne, and produced by Andy Caddick.